My name's Ron Woods from the Kumeala Angling Club. I'm the president of the fishing club. We do have 68 members of the club, which is active members that go fishing with us all the time. That's what we do. We do it for more or less recreational, and you get together. That's what we organise for. We're after more younger people to take over from us when we get getting too old for it.
We're standing on the banks of the Murray on the New South Wales side today. What are we doing here today?
We got to let down, I think it's about 22,000 little perch go. We call them fingerings, but we do that every year. Some years we'll let Murray cod go, some years we'll let perch go. We alternate it if we can, but Murray cod are too dear because you only get about 10,000 of them at most. But we take fish out of the river, so we've got to put something back into the river to make it viable to keep going. We reckon that's what we've got to do. We keep releasing fish for us.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, to my knowledge, we've been doing it for nearly 20 years, which we're in partnership with the club. The club put in 1,500, we put in 1,500. The government puts in another $3,000 dollar for dollar basis.
And what about, do you eat the fish or what, are you catch release? What do you guys generally do?
Some people will let them go. Some people will take them home to eat. But we won't keep fish that's a little bit oversized. We like them to be well over the size limit before you take them home, because that's not fair on the fish, we don't reckon, because if you catch a fish 30 centimetres, which is the legal size, well, he's only just got to that size, so you better off letting it go, because he's going to be breeding in next year.
Bruce Malcolm, and I'm from Uwara Fisheries at Grongrong near Narandra. These fish are about 12 weeks old, and they're around 4.5 to 5 centimetres in length and about 1.5 grams in weight. And they should, in these sort of conditions here, you should have some table-sized fish out of those in around 18 months to 2 years.
What are their chances out there in the river?
Well, as long as there's ample food there for them, the smaller food size, which is small shrimps and insects, the fish can do really well. They're back in their natural environment. Naturally, there are bigger fish there, but the smaller fish look for somewhere to hide. So as long as that's there, then the survival's normally pretty reasonable.
So what do you need to do today to make sure that they're released and, you know, don't get too much of a shock, I suppose?
So what we're doing is we're equalising the water temperature, so and also the pH of the water, so that it matches the water in the tank, matches the water in the river. So that they don't have a temperature shock or pH shock, which is really important when you're releasing fish. The whole purpose of the exercise is to try and maximise the survival of the fish, so you're creating the optimum conditions when you're releasing the fish, so that they're not going, you're minimising the stress that they're going through.
So this morning they came out of a tank, took a bit of a road trip and landed here.
Yes, that's correct. They've been on their holiday and they're moving to a new location, so hopefully they'll enjoy their swim in the big river.